Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
You may have seen them on Good Morning America. You may have even know somebody that has had a celebration with the help of what used to be known as Beverly's Birthdays and is now known as Beverly's PGH. This week, state lawmakers came to see the story behind Beverly's PGH. And the founder of Beverly's is on the phone with us right now. She is Megs Yun. She is the executive director and founder of Beverly's PGH. Good morning, good morning. I was going to say Beverly. No, good morning,
that's
Megs.
That's a very common. I'm very used to it. Hello, my name is Megs. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for taking some time. And I want to talk with you about you had the House Black Maternal Health Caucus and the Majority Policy Committee visited you this week in North Huntington. And I want to get into that. But first, for people who aren't familiar with what used to be called Beverly's Birthdays and is now called Beverly's PGH, what is your mission? What do you do?
Absolutely. So for the last 12 years, the community, Pittsburgh region, might have known our organization as Beverly's Birthdays. And during that time, our mission was to provide birthdays for children experiencing homelessness and families in need. And that is still a huge part of the work that we do. But over the last 12 years, as we interacted with families and listened to their needs and met amazing children and parents along the way, we started to evolve in just the services that we were offering. And so we officially changed our name to Beverly's PGH this summer. And our mission is simply to celebrate and strengthen families. And we do that through the three B's: birthdays, babies, and basics. And those three B's are really able to help about 35,000 children and families in Southwestern PA each year. So we really are a resource provider. We like to look at social services through the lens of celebration first, really meeting families where they are, validating them, encouraging them to recognize that they do have the opportunity to thrive. They should thrive. And if we can be one neighbor helping another neighbor in the land of Pittsburgh's, you know, the most famous neighbor in the world, Mr. Rogers, then we all have that obligation to do that. And so it's been a cool journey along the way. I started the organization 13 years ago myself when I met a little girl named Beverly who shared with me that she had never had a birthday party or her own slice of birthday cake. Rough home life, and just was honest in that. And for me, I remember I was 25 at the time. I had never had the thought that maybe there are kiddos out there not having a happy birthday. How ignorant was I? But I said, well, maybe we should do something about it. And Pittsburgh has really rallied behind us in our ability to do so.
I'm glad you brought that up, because my next question was going to be about the origin of the name. Megs Yun is on the line with us this morning. She is the founder and executive director of Beverly's PGH. Give us your website if people need more information.
Absolutely. It's beverliespgh.org. And you can certainly call us at 724-590-5106. If you follow us on social media, you can easily find us on Facebook, Beverly's PGH.
We'll give that information out again later on in the program. And they are located in North Huntington, but you go all over Western Pennsylvania, correct?
Southwestern PA. Our facility is located just in the beginning of Westmoreland County in North Huntington.
I think the story that you have told elsewhere is that you were... set it up for us. You were asking kids questions about
I was working at a local university. My job was to connect college students to the needs in the community through service. I was the director of volunteer programs, and I was at an after school center doing a site visit and sat next to a little girl, 11, Beverly, who was working on her reading homework, had to use the word accustomed in the sentence, needed context. And I said, oh, Beverly, at birthday parties, people are accustomed to eating what? And that's when she said, Miss Megs, I've never had a birthday party or my own slice of birthday cake. And that was back in 2011. And just really her honesty in that moment has truly transformed the lives of, we've given birthday gifts packages to over 160,000 children in the last 13 years and evolved along the way. So those three B's I mentioned earlier in the segment, birthdays, babies, and basics is how we celebrate families in our region. Yes.
Tell us more about yourself. Where was home for you? Where did you grow up? And how did you, what was the career path that led you to founding Beverly's Birthdays,
now Beverly's PGH? So I celebrated my major milestone birthday a few months ago. I turned 40. And so I am a Pittsburgher, true and true, grew up raised in the South Hills. My husband is a Pittsburgher, grew up in Duquesne, moved out to North Huntington when he was in middle school. And we met when we were working together at an ad agency back in my early 20s. But the cool part about our story is that I actually grew up across the street from his cousin. And like, we didn't connect that dot until later in life. But my academic background is I went to school in Southeastern Ohio at Marietta College. Mm-hmm. And then I got my master's from Point Park. So I have an undergrad in org comm and my master's degree is business administration. So I have an MBA. But for as long as I can remember, like, I have had a heart for service and volunteerism and leadership and student engagement. And so it was after college, after I was working at the ed agency, I went back to my alma mater, Marietta, and started doing some undergrad teaching courses in comm. And I realized very quickly that, like, there was something here. And I don't know if the professional setting of being like an academia educator was where I was going to land, but I knew I like something was missing and I wanted to come back home to Pittsburgh because I was in Ohio at the time. So I decided, you know what, let's shift gears. And I did a year of service with AmeriCorps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was with my year of service with AmeriCorps that I was placed to work at a school where it was a lot of adjudicated youth who are experiencing a lot of trauma, a lot of significant challenges in their home life. But my job was to do character education. And I loved it. I loved working with the youth. And then that turned into, after my AmeriCorps, how I kind of transitioned to the university where I was hired as the director of volunteer services because of my AmeriCorps experience. And then that's when I met Beverly. And truly, after that experience with Beverly, and I started to shape out the idea of building Beverly's Birthdays while still working at the college, it was at the very first party that we hosted. And people often think I gave the first birthday party to Beverly, but in reality, I had already left the university before Beverly's actually got up and underway. But it was at the very first party where I celebrated this little girl. She was 4 at the time. We started working with Sojourner House Moms. They were our first agency that we had the opportunity to connect with. And this girl was turning 4, and it was really the first time you could tell this experience of being sung happy birthday to was happening. And I turned to my husband and I said, I think I want to quit my job. Like, this is what to be doing. Like,
yeah.
I just, you know, when you have that voice inside of your head, if you want to call it the aha moment in life. But I said, I think there's something here. And there really was. There was this void in our region. And even to this day, 13 years later, Beverly's fills a need that no other nonprofit in our region does. And that's why we love partnering with such amazing other nonprofits, is because we're collaboratively working together. Their expertise, our expertise, just strengthen the relationships that families can have with, you know, social service providers. And so I'm proud of that, that like our sparkle has always been unique to the work that we are doing.
That's a brave leap of faith that you took, and that your spouse took, because I can imagine what my wife would have said if I said I think I'm going to quit my job and do this full time.
He's been my biggest cheerleader from day one, and to know the evolution of our family's experience is to know also, you know, asking about my personal life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're 13 years in to the organization, and my oldest is 12, and
so
our youngest is 7.
They have grown up with this.
They have grown up with this. So we have 4 children. Mm-hmm. I've been pregnant 6 times, and in that, you know, experience loss, experience the growth of our family.
We're talking with Megs Young. She is the founder and executive director of Beverly's Birthdays, now known as Beverly's PGH, beverlyspgh.org. How many people work with you now?
Yeah, we have a staff of 22 employees, and we have grown to be, we have to raise $3.3 million, which is our operating budget in 2025.
Yeah.
So always working hard to be able to, you know, have investments into our organization to invest back out into the communities that we support.
And you are a 501c3 charity.
Yes, 501c3.
Do you have volunteers as well that help?
Yeah, we have probably over the last, I would say 13 years, we've collected about a 200 committed cheerleaders, as I like to refer to them, because we spread cheer 365 days a year. But we welcome volunteerism from all ages. And when you visit our website, beverliespgh.org, you can easily see there are ways to get involved from our facility to the parties and the baby showers themselves, as well as, you know, virtually remote opportunities like baking and just donating those cupcakes to us. So lots of different ways.
Let's pause right there. When we come back, I want to ask a little bit more about your AmeriCorps experience and how it has informed your work. I want to ask, what are the needs that you are seeing in the community? And then also talk a little bit about this very exciting visit that you had from so many people from the Pennsylvania General Assembly this week, okay?
Sounds great.
Megs Young is our guest. She's Executive Director of Beverly's PGH, beverliespgh.org. And we are talking about their 13 years, 14 years almost of growth here in bringing celebrations to people who otherwise may go unnoticed or may go unheralded. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Welcome back. We're speaking this morning with Megs Young. She's the founder and executive director of Beverly's PGH. You might know them better as Beverly's Birthdays, but they have grown beyond birthdays, and we're going to talk a little bit about that more. They were also in the news this past week because the State House Majority Policy Committee and Black Maternal Health Caucus visited to draw some attention to some of the work that Beverly's PGH has gotten involved into, including support for there's an infant formula bank now that we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for that. We'll also tell you how, if you're in the Allegheny or Westmoreland County areas, you can volunteer to help Beverly's PGH. Talk to me. You were mentioned that part of this was an outgrowth of some work that you did after college with AmeriCorps. What surprised you in terms of the need that you observed in the communities where you were working? I'm assuming this is down around Marietta College?
Yeah, so I actually came back. It was in Pittsburgh.
It was in Pittsburgh.
My experience was in Pittsburgh. Okay. And I think for me, it was just, you know, a beautiful opportunity to kind of break into experiences and meeting people who have walked in different shoes than I ever walked in. Mm-hmm. But I think what I always found so beautiful about the experience, and, you know, I continually find in when doing service-based work, is just really meeting, like, real meets real. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I can describe it is that I think sometimes we live in a society where it's like 24/7 news, and you get this impression, or you get this, you're told, you know, to think a certain way or act a certain way. And then the reality is when you just get to meet people where they are and have honest conversations and real dialogue and understand their need and be challenged to think through things differently, it's a really beautiful experience. So we have a lot more in common than we actually do with the differences. And I think that was one of the coolest things for me in my AmeriCorps experience, was that we actually was able to help. And it, I think, ignited in me the desire to do more, but to do more in a way that it wasn't, this is Meg's idea and this is how I'm going to help change the world.
Yeah.
No, the reality is meeting Beverly, having this authentic, honest experience, and then doing my research and realizing, wait, there actually could be a way to help here, and listening to the community and understanding the evolution of how we've grown. It just was authentic and true. And I think people want to contribute and give to organizations and believe in people who they believe are genuine. And I think that's been the coolest part about it.
I've been on both sides of the social services divide, both as a journalist, but also then working for several years as part of a social services organization. And there's something that you said in the first part of the program here, social services through celebration. Talk about that, because my perception in working in a social services agency, and we tried to make it as comfortable as possible for the people who were coming to us for help, because what we could see as the provider a lot of times was it felt very punitive. Like someone has suffered a job loss, someone has suffered a health crisis, someone is reentering the workforce after experiencing the criminal justice system, someone is divorced and reentering the workforce, so they've already had maybe one or more traumas, now they're coming to us for help, and it sometimes felt like the system wanted to punish them, and that was very hard for us as a social services provider to, like, you know, this is not your fault, you know, we're here to help. So talk to us about this social services through celebration, because there's not many celebrations going on a lot of times in the social service system.
Yeah, I think it's about really shifting the perspective of thinking about it through the science of celebration, mm-hmm. and where you can actually lead first through wanting to connect with the individual and celebrating them for who they are, not for what happened to them, mm-hmm. and not like seeing it in that negative light and really looking at it through, if you've ever looked at like language writing through like asset, mm-hmm. asset writing framing, you know, the protective factors, looking at things through a resilience-based model. We want to look through our work with celebration first. So if we can be kind of that conduit to bring people together in celebration and then have them feel comfortable, safe, supported, and create trust, then handing off that referral to be able to make further connections is one that is done with trust, dignity, and respect. And so, you know, when people think about Beverly's birthdays, you know, they always called me the birthday lady, the birthday girl's here. And oh my gosh, it must be so joyful and glittery and fun. And surface level, yes. But actually what you experience is you have a mom or a dad calling you on the phone in some of their darkest times.
Yeah.
And instead of being met with, oh, I'm sorry, or a ring around the circus, you know, navigating social services can be challenging. You are automatically met when you work with Beverly's with, yes, how can we help? Yeah. And that was really brave of you for being able to call today.
Yeah.
And what a good parent you are for wanting to try to do this. That shifts fundamentally someone's experience immediately. And it starts to allow for them to be like, wait, okay, so this was something that was stressing me out, something like a birthday gift, which might seem simple. But if that family is experiencing, let's see, an intimate partner violence notion, dealing with poverty, and you gave them a win that day, that win can instill a sense of resiliency and hope and make them say, you know what? Okay, I can handle tomorrow. I just come back to, we were doing a birthday celebration at our friends at Women's Center and Shelters location in Pittsburgh a couple years ago. And I walked in, you know, all bright and bubbly, bebopping in, because there's this concept that this psychologist out of Princeton has deemed a cognitive gift. So for what we do for that 60 minutes for a lot of families is a cognitive gift. It's that party. It's that separation from the stress and trauma to focus on the good. And I remember standing in front of a mom who shared with me, you know, to know if you're at Women's Center and Shelter, you know why that family is there.
Yeah.
They're experiencing abuse and trauma. And mom stressed, you could see it on her face. She had a 4-year-old and she's like, I have a baby in the NICU. He's only 4 days old. And, you know, I'm like, oh, mama, how are you doing? Like, that has to be so much to have just had a baby. You're here. And she's like, you know, it's a lot, but something like this is really nice. And she goes, and honestly, talking with you, you're just so happy that being around your happiness is making me say, okay, I'm going to be happy too tonight.
Megs Yun is founder and executive director of Beverly's PGH, beverlyspgh.org. We had Kelly Doyle from the Mission Agape in McKeesport on the program a couple of weeks ago. And, well, it was a couple of months ago now, because we were talking about their Christmas toy distribution. And one of the things that Kelly said was, you know, come see and come meet the people who are coming to us for these Christmas toys. A lot of times they're showing up in their work uniforms. A lot of times they still have their name tags on. These are not people who are unemployed. A lot of times they're underemployed, or a lot of times they're working multiple jobs to try to make ends meet. And she said that kind of surprised her. That was not what she expected. I'm assuming it's kind of the same experience for you. A lot of folks are working maybe multiple jobs to try to help their family, but it's still not enough to stretch to cover a birthday cake celebration.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about the relationship with the families that I've had. I've learned so much from the resiliency and strength of the families we've worked with. In particular, we do see a lot of single mothers. And, you know, being a mother myself with four children, those mamas are my heroes. There was this mom in particular in McKeesport one time when we were working with the Family Center, who has been a longstanding partner with our work. And I remember there was a mama, single mom of five. And, you know, I resonate with anyone who has kids close together in age because I had 4 and 5 years.
Right.
And it was pouring down rain and mom walked in the pouring rain with, she had two in a stroller, one on her, and then another two like by her side. And she really wanted to be able to show up so her kiddo could have this happy birthday celebration. And I remember just looking at this mom going, you know what? You're my hero. You showed up. So if mama can show up, we as providers should show up too.
We have another break to take. Time goes quickly. When we come back, I want to talk to you about specifically this visit over the past week by these Pennsylvania political leaders, and especially about this formula bank, which I understand is the first in Pennsylvania that now has 7 locations. And I think that's really what attracted the attention from Harrisburg, that they wanted to come and tour your facility. Okay?
Sounds great.
Megs Yun is the founder and executive director of Beverly's PGH. Beverly'sPGH.org. They travel throughout southwestern Pennsylvania, helping people celebrate important occasions, baby showers and birthdays. It used to be called Beverly's Birthdays. 724-590-5106 or Beverly'sPGH.org. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things
Support
up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back for a final few minutes with Megs Yun. She's executive director and founder of Beverly's PGH, formerly known as Beverly's Birthdays. They've been around for almost 14 years now, right? Almost. Providing celebrations for families. But one of your newer outreaches that I alluded to before the break is this formula bank. I don't think people realize how expensive baby formula is, especially as you mentioned, if you're at the low income level or you have more than one child who is using formula. Talk to us about the origins of this formula bank.
Yeah. So in June of 2022, we launched out of Beverly's, we launched Pennsylvania's first public formula bank network. And although I can't claim it, you also really can't find anything like it in the country either. But it's definitely one of a kind in Pennsylvania. But we started the Greater Pittsburgh Infant Formula Bank. So it's managed by us. It's a network of, basically the best way to think of it is it's a food bank for babies.
Okay.
So when you think about childhood hunger, what comes to mind for you is probably like an apple in a brown bag. We don't really think about what hunger can look like for someone under the age of one. When you think about how infants are fed, you have the options of breast milk, you have the options of infant formula, a combination of both, and it could be breastfeeding, bottle feeding, tube feeding for some of our medically fragile children. But there's really two things: breast milk and infant formula.
And not all mothers can breastfeed.
No, not all individuals have that opportunity, have that experience, or have that ability or resources. Mm-hmm. And so when the pandemic hit, we saw a lot of news attention brought to infant formula because the shelves were being wiped. And then shortly before 2022, the end of 21, the nation experienced a nationwide recall of infant formula. And that was catastrophic to our country, recognizing just where there's challenges in supply, but also monopoly of industry. What you probably didn't know is that when people think about food insecurity, they often will turn to great partners like pantries, you know, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, like awesome resources. But formula is not sourced as a product distributed at food pantries. Formula is overseen by pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. So that in and of itself is a little bit of a challenge to navigate. And so we said to ourselves and with our funding partners, we need to start something to feed babies because I was experiencing way too many families who had no idea how they were going to get their next can of formula to feed their child. I'm really proud to say that our team has fed 3,700 babies in southwestern Pennsylvania over the last almost 3 years. And we also launched in August the first mobile units that actually visits our more rural communities or transportation deserts, food deserts. And also along the way, because we really are about putting family and feeding first, we now do free lactation services with a lactation counselor on staff and all free of charge. Our real goal is to be a bridge-based resource for families who can't afford or find the formula that they need or want that resource and support to breastfeed their child.
You had State Representative Latosha Mays from Pittsburgh. She is the co-chair of the Black Maternal Health Conference. You also had State Representative Arvid Venkat, who's also from the Pittsburgh area. What did you show them when they toured your facility there in North Huntington?
Really great. It was a really great experience this past week. We had the Democratic Policy Committee there, and they got an opportunity to really immerse themselves in the land of cheer, as I call our facility. But in particular, Black Maternal Health Week is this week. Yeah. They were visiting during it, and really also to bring to light the disparities that women of color experience, that are their babies are dying more than the white counterparts. Black women are dying more than white counterparts. And there's a lot of inequities that we still as a system have to tackle. And we as an organization are committed to creating change and offering our services any way that can move the needle forward to really create equity in the birth space. And so mad props to the Black Maternal Health Caucus for all the great work they do, and wanted to kind of see our facility in action. In particular, the PA Momnibus, which is some legislation that has had some traction, awesome traction in Harrisburg. There is one particular bill that is being proposed for baby product supplies. It's the
maternal and newborn health kit program, I think is what it is. It's one of your three Bs, the basics.
Babies and basics combined. So we right now in Allegheny County, we basically do that through our partnership with Hello Baby. We provide about 4,000 resource boxes a year with baby items out into the region, and their leadership wanted to see a potential model that could be duplicated if we have the votes that are needed in Harrisburg to move something like that forward. And so really exciting day, and open invitation to any legislator in the Commonwealth. Both parties, we want to see you involved, and we're happy to experience and give a tour and know about our mission.
In the final minute or so, tell us how people can get involved. Obviously, you are a nonprofit organization. You said you've got to raise more than $3 million to support your work this year. But what are some other opportunities for people to get involved and volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always say we have the three B's, but we want your three T's: time, talent, and treasure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Whether that is a volunteering opportunity, whether that is your company that you might want for wanting to be engaged, from corporate volunteerism to financial sponsorships to your individual donations, we really just want to connect with you. The great thing about birthdays is we all have one. And the great thing about celebrating families is, you know, depending on if it's your family by birth or family by choice, you want to feel loved and supported. And so I think anyone in any way can resonate with our mission. Maybe it's all three of the B's, but at least one of the B's. And we want you to be involved with us.
They were founded in 2011, 14 years coming up on now, formerly known as Beverly's Birthdays. They originally started out helping kids whose parents, families could not afford a birthday celebration to provide that for them. They have now expanded into baby showers and also support for maternal health and for infant health, including what they believe is the state's first formula bank, operating in 7 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania, based out of North Huntington. Megs Yun is the founder and executive director. You can reach her by going to beverliespgh.org. or calling her at 724-590-5106. They're also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Megs, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to share, and please feel free to reach out.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link.
You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at TubeCityTiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.